This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg in Washington.
And I'm Bob Edwards in Los Angeles with part two of Morning Edition's week-long radio play, I'd Rather Eat Pants. Yesterday in part one, Abe Pepperstein of New York and his wife Mabel were trying desperately to save the family business in New York, Pepperstein Produce. They even went as far as trying to sabotage Wonder Food, the new gourmet grocery store across the street.
A finger, everybody! There's a severed finger in the cantaloupe!
Oh, my God!
It's a plastic finger!
When all hope seems lost, Mabel, played by Ann Mira, tries to talk Abe, Edward Asner, into giving up everything and moving to California.
Oh, come on, Abe. We worked every back-breaking day, even the blackouts and the blizzards.
Not to mention my gallbladder surgery.
Which we never should have done in the store.
Mabel persuades Wisdom, a freshly fired Wonder Food cashier, to give them a ride to Los Angeles on his motorcycle.
How many can you fit total?
One in the sidecar and two on the bike, so that makes,
Three, Copernicus, three.
Act two begins with Abe and Mabel on the road to Los Angeles in search of movie stardom and their long-lost daughter. Their driver, Wisdom, is played by Derek Cecil. Ed Begley Jr. plays a cop.
Terrific, isn't it terrific, Abe? The speed, the air. You down there in the sidecar.
How are you holding up down there, brah?
Great. I love having my tuchus 2 inches from the highway.
You're not cramping up down there, are you, brah?
Not at all, brah. I can't feel anything below my neck.
We'll take a break soon.
No! I want to tear up the highway, burn rubber, pump iron. Can you do a wheelie on this thing?
Not with the sidecar attached.
Oh, hey, don't let me spoil your fun.
Oh, you see what I've been living with for 53 years?
What?
Me, Copernicus. She's been living with me.
Trapped in that store, thinking shadows on the wall were life, when all the while the sun was blazing up the world outside and I didn't even know it.
That's why I left L.A., Mabes. Why live like you don't want to when you can start all over anywhere you like?
So you drove 3,000 miles to ruin our store?
Look, dude, I needed some dough, all right? Because my dad kicked me out of L.A.
Because of a girl? It's always a girl.
Let's just say I was protecting someone from what she didn't need to know, but then she knew what I didn't need to know and started protecting me from what she thought I knew.
What was that?
I don't know.
Holy St. Christopher! It's the wonderful secret police!
Yeah, secret police?
Who knows? It's secret!
It doesn't matter. We're in Kansas. The NYPD doesn't get past the Lincoln Tunnel.
They'll stop us for speeding and arrest us for murder. We're going to jail!
Mabel's a little nutso about jails.
I hate small spaces.
Slow down, kid. The cops are thinking you're trying to escape.
I am.
They'll throw away the key.
You can't escape a cop, kid. Slow down.
Oh, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou.
Oh, cut that Christian stuff, Mabel.
Wait, aren't you Jewish?
I am, but she was born Mabel McCacklehaney.
You can take the Irish out of Ireland, but you can't make us Jewish.
You know, this isn't good for me either, dudes. I'm in the L.A. files.
What are we gonna do?
We'll just keep our helmets on, and the cop won't see our faces, and he'll only ask for the kid's license.
So where does that leave me?
You're on your own, speed freak.
Who do we say we are?
We're the McCacklehaneys, and Wisdom's our grandson. You do the talking, kid. You're rushing us to the hospital because we both need appendectomies.
Hi there.
Well, hello, officer.
That's a fast motorcycle you got there.
Oh, yes, indeedy. It's the Harley Anniversary Night Train with the raked fork and twin cam 88B engine. It's got a deep coat and a smooth ride, but to truly understand it, you have to get in the saddle.
You're on drugs, son?
No, sir. I just talk like I am.
You know how fast you were going?
125?
on a 55-mile-per-hour road?
Oh, my pendant.
Oh, yeah, mine too. Oh, Ryan.
My grandparents here, they need the appendix removing procedure, and I have to get them back to California because my doctor is the only one who will take my health insurance because I have such a small plan. It doesn't even cover me.
It hurts.
It's bursting. Take us to the hospital.
Wait a minute. I know those voices.
No, you don't. I mean, no, you don't.
Sure I do. You're Abe and Mabel Pepperstein of Pepperstein Produce.
Pepperstein.
Pepperstein on 183rd. I can't believe this. What are you doing here in the middle of Kansas?
Who are you?
Henry Sweetser. I used to date your daughter Rhonda in the 7th grade. I loved her like crazy. Still do. Look, this is her picture. I carry it in my breast pocket. Right next to my heart.
Who are you?
Henry Sweetser. We lived on 178th in Cabrini, right under the ramp to the bridge. I was in your store every day. I was the yodeler.
You were the yodeler?
Yeah. I yodeled every day over by the cucumbers.
You drove me nuts every day.
Rhonda, too, only I thought she liked it.
And you grew up to be a Kansas State Trooper?
Well, the shoehorn business never panned out. Hey, this isn't Rhonda's kid, is it?
No, this is Wisdom. He's taking us to California.
The store's kaput, Henry. They opened a Wonder Food across the street.
Oh, that's too bad. You had the best produce.
We'll get it back.
You know, I look at this picture of Rhonda every day. I mean, look at these strong features.
Like an angel.
Like an angel in leather.
She was 12.
Well, why'd she have to wear leather?
It was part of her charm. It was like she wanted something she couldn't quite get. I wonder if she ever got it.
Well, we're on our way to see her right now. She lives in L.A.
You're kidding.
You should come.
Really? I'd love to. That'd be great. I mean, no, I've got a family. It wouldn't be right. But I'll give you an escort through Kansas. You think you could do 150, kid?
I'd like to die trying.
Then follow me to the border and tell Rhonda to speed through Kansas herself sometime.
We will, Henry.
Yodel-a-hee-hoo.
Oi.
Wow, he really can yodel.
And with Henry escorting us, we'll get there a day early. By this time next week, I'll be a star living with Rhonda, and Wisdom will be in San Francisco.
How are you going to do that, Mabel? What do you know about being a star?
You know, I actually do know an agent, but... Oh, but wait, what am I saying? That's a terrible idea. Bad, Wisdom, bad. I can't even be seen in L.A., let alone with him.
Just drop us off in one place, Wisdom, and then you'll be on your way to San Francisco.
Where? What place?
What do you care?
Here we go, dudes.
You're not going to tell me?
Why should I?
Because I'm your little A.B. baby.
Oh, A.B. baby.
Follow me, Pepperstein. Like surfing aboard, dude.
California, here we come.
Boy, California, here I come.
I'd Rather Eat Pants, a radio comedy in 5 parts, was written by Peter Ackerman and recorded before a live audience at the Museum of Television and Radio in Los Angeles. The Pepperstines were played by Edward Asner and Ann Mira. Derek Cecil played Wisdom. Ed Begley Jr. was the cop. There are pictures of the cast and an interview with Peter Ackerman at npr.org. Tomorrow, Mabel looks for stardom in a famed Hollywood drugstore.
I've come all the way from New York.
And?
Ever since I was a little girl. See, I wanted to be discovered at Schwab's.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't understand, Mabel. Her brain is pierced.
Hey. No.